This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
First and foremost, we must recognize the refugees are a symptom of larger failures, be it war, ethnic tensions, or persecution. If we truly want to address the crisis, wars like the Savagery in Syria must be brought to an end. And it will be brought to an end through political settlement and diplomacy, and not simply by bombing. We have to insist on greater investments in development and education and democratic institutions, the lack of which fuels so much of the instability we see in the world. And we need to continue to speak up for justice and equality and insist that the universal human rights of every person are upheld everywhere.
My question remains is, where is the sense of urgency while these refugees are being persecuted? And I'm not convinced, Scott, I'm not convinced the answer is shipping them thousands of miles away from their homeland and to, have them come here to America when, especially when you hear, like, for example, in Minnesota, where you are, I mean, there's a lot of Muslim immigrants, young kids that are saying, look, at Sharia is the way we want to go. We want Sharia law. Well, hello, this is the United States. We have the Constitution. There's no Sharia law here.
Yeah. The other thing is, I'm not really sure how they determine where these people go. Because once you want to put somebody in an area that is more like where they're from, as far as, like, climate and everything like that.
But what does that do for assimilation, though? What does that do to get them into the community? What it is, I mean, our very nature as human beings.
Well, I think that's the thing that we've done a horrible job at. Mm-hmm. We bring these people from a place, and then we just throw them in an area where they're all with their same, they don't get assimilated. They just get put in a place, and that's where they go, and they just go about things like things were normal. Mm-hmm. We do nothing to actually bring them in. You bring 30,000 people into an area, and then you just put them all in the same neighborhood. That doesn't do anything to endear them to our lifestyle. It doesn't let them see what our lifestyle is.
Exactly. And what happens, according to, former U.S. Marshals and experts on this case, is that they set up, mini zones, like, mini areas that are of their particular interest. And it becomes a fiefdom. It is run by people who, take over that neighborhood. And they're dictating what's going on. I mean, is it any wonder? Are you surprised that they would say, in the case of Muslim communities, say, we relate to Sharia? I understand that. But this is not a Sharia-compliant neighborhood or country, although some would say, but it will be. The world has taught them that, it can be. I mean, you look at what's happening in Paris, Belgium, in other parts of Europe, and you see what is going on. But that works counter the purposes of the American dream and what we're all about. People are not here, to come here and realize the American dream. We're displanting, these refugees. And this is why, what I appreciated so much about the Assyrian, particularly Assyrian Christians, are saying, look, we want to stay here in our homeland. We want to protect our property, our civilization, all that we know that is Assyrian. And there's others, I believe, that are the same way, and they're better served in their own homeland, not here in the United States, because it's typical of progressives and these social engineers that think that we're all that in a bag of chips and we're the answer to everybody. We are not the answer to everybody. We're not a perfect country. We're a great country, but we're not the answer to everybody's ills. We can help, and facilitate some solution here, but we don't necessarily have to be the solution, which is what this president would want us and everybody else to believe. And meanwhile, he'll just keep writing checks. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop me.
Well, hello, America. Good to have you along with us. This is Bill Martinez coming at you live. Hey, what are you speaking to the president? What did you think of his statement, to the Black Caucus, telling them that, he will consider it a personal insult to my legacy. You know, when people had talked about the president being so concerned about his legacy, I got to tell you, I just could not, really relate to that, because I said, legacy, schmegacy, we got people dying, we got other issues, what do we care about somebody's legacy, like as if that's something you can, engineer and direct. I mean, I think back of President George W. Bush, he didn't come in and say, hey, I'm going to be a wartime president. Just, things happened. 9/11 happened and he became a wartime president. This became a wartime administration. Sometimes they're outside of your control, as we've talked with other insiders within the George W. Bush administration. He looked at addressing the issue of immigration, some domestic issues. That was his plan, if you recall. But then it was like, oh my goodness, here it is. Now we got to go to war and deal with this. And President Obama, for the cards that he's been dealt. And I will agree with everybody. I mean, it's a tough set of cards. But when you say, look, I'm running for president and this is what I want to do. Well, the cards are there on the table. I mean, it wasn't like anything was hidden. It wasn't like you didn't know we were already in Iraq, that we had people at Guantanamo Bay. We had, Muslim activists and people that would want to do America harm incarcerated. They were, taken on the field of battle and brought to Guantanamo, so no surprises here, no surprises whatsoever on the economy. I mean, this is what he politicked on, right? But then, he gets the job and complains that it was somebody else's fault. Well, at this point, it doesn't matter whose fault it is. You told everybody that, you had the hopes and dreams and a vision that we could believe in. And what did you do to set out to execute that vision? You gave us health care based on a bunch of lies and a bunch of exceptions and a unilateral, piece of legislation that was controlled by your party that you own. And it's an absolute mess because of ego. And, like you told, this is directly to President Obama, as he told Republicans, you didn't get elected. I got elected. Elections have consequences. I mean, how does that make you warm and fuzzy? I mean, I'm not even going to, share a beer with you. Let's not even have a beer summit. Let me just, shove it right down your throat and demonstrate disdain. And then he's shocked and everybody else is shocked because, that's what disdain gives you. It just brings on more disdain, and it's been an uphill battle. And I got to tell you, I feel sorry for President Obama and his legacy because I think, and I know a lot of people felt and have prayed that it would be a lot better. And it's unfortunate and rather disappointing that the first black president has, failed to execute on his promise. That's what I believe. I think there are so many failed promises, so much more of the typical, beltway kind of shenanigans from the greed, the obfuscation, the scandals, the pay for play, the self-interest, all these things that he campaigned against, he promoted. If you remember, he said, he's not going to have any lobbyists, coming into the White House and being part of his cabinet. Well, look at his cabinet. Look at what happened. And this is the thing that I find interesting with politicians is that the very thing they tell you they're not going to do, you got to kind of twist it around. It's like the Screwtape letters. When they tell you they're not going to do something, they mean to tell you that's what they're going to do, because so often that seems to be the case. I like what Dr. Billy Graham had to say about politicians. He says, it's not when they touch their hair or put their hand to their face that they're lying. It's when they move their lips. And that's a loose interpretation, I understand. But not an exact, verbatim type quote. But you get the gist that politicians lack veritas. They have proven to be untrustworthy time and time again. And I believe this is why people are looking to Donald Trump the way they are, because he is not a politician. He's not typical. He may be confused on some issues and, he's working it through and he may not have the political speech down. But goodness, it's kind of refreshing to have somebody tell it like it is, which is nice because it's opened the doors and kind of closed the doors, I should say, on this whole political correctness concept that we find ourselves in and which is blocking communication. This is all about communication. We're not listening to each other. Here it is again. We got problems, happening in our cities. And this is all coming out of the fact that people are not being heard and they're underserved. They're underrelated to. And this is what we need to understand and get a hold of. Regardless of what Hillary would want to say about the issue, yes, it is not good that people are getting shot and we've got another problem with a police shooting. But, why comment? I mean, it's interesting, whenever there's something, a bomb blast, you go, oh, we got to take our time and due process. But boy, if it's a police shooting, automatically you get all this rhetoric going, this is unacceptable. We don't have all the facts. And you're already casting judgment here. So how irresponsible is that? And yet you claim that Donald Trump's irresponsible when, people say it's a bomb. He says it's a bomb. You even say it's a bomb. But you say, how dare he say it's a bomb? Oh, my gosh. You do? Okay, well, I had Scott pull up this clip here. And hear what the president had to say about his legacy, and then let me know what you think.
So that they could pull that lever. So if I hear anybody saying their vote does not matter, then it doesn't matter who we elect.
So,
read up on your history. It matters. We've got to get people to vote. In fact, if you want to give Michelle and me a good send-off, and that was a beautiful video, but don't just watch us walk off into the sunset now. Get people registered to vote. If you care about our legacy, realize everything we stand for is at stake. All the progress we've made is at stake in this election. My name may not be on the ballot, but our progress is on the ballot. Tolerance is on the ballot. Democracy is on the ballot. Justice is on the ballot.
This is according to the president. That's what's on the ballot. His name isn't, but everything he stands for, and the people are applauding. And I say, what progress? What progress has been made under this administration? I guess if your trajectory is towards socialism, $19 trillion in debt, doubling the debt in 8 years, he's made progress. If his goal was to not effect one net breadwinning job in 8 years. If that was his goal, he made progress. And that's according to Dave Stockman, by the way, not me. This is President Reagan's own economist specialist who gave us that information yesterday. Well, you decide for yourself. Let us know your thoughts. This is Bill Martinez. It's live.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuvena, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvena because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuvena Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, we just can't stop, ladies and gentlemen. It is that kind of significant importance that we focus on truth. If we're going to make decisions, let's do them based on the facts. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Dick Sim is with us. He was born and raised in Scotland, studied engineering at Glasgow and Cambridge universities. He spent 30 years traveling the world overseeing global industrial operations, which included serving as CEO and chairman of two New York Stock Exchange public companies. He has an intimate knowledge of global capitalism, cultures, and the role that technology plays in transforming society. Dick Sim, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Here, Bill.
Well, I appreciated the heading of your articles of why we need fewer laws, less regulation. The one that stopped me was stronger cultural norms. So you're going to have to unload that for me a little bit more. Clearly, we're overburdened with laws. You know, you have regulators, and regulators do what regulators do, and that is they just keep writing paper, don't they?
That's exactly correct. I think if you look at the last 30, 40, 50 years, we've been on a kick to try to do something which theoretically is a great idea, provide civil rights for everyone. But I think we've gone as far as we can, and we keep trying to solve issues in societies with more laws and rules. And at some point, it really comes back to values. The building unit of a society is the family. And if we don't have sound families with sound values, we're always going to have problems, and we're not going to be able to fix them with government rules or regulations or social welfare. So we need to start to talk about that. We need to express the importance of values in the family and support the concept of the family. And I also think it used to be in the United States, public schools used to play a role in reinforcing values. They've been pushed out of that role.
Exactly.
And it's really a question of rights versus responsibilities. We've been on this rights kick with laws and regulations for a long time. We need to balance that by the discussion about the responsibilities that each of us has as individuals, as families. And that is something the government, I don't think, really can do. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of the issue that I think is very important.
Well, you're dealing with the heart of humanity here, Dick. I mean, even our second president said that our Constitution was designed for a people of morality that had values that you're referring to here. These are the natural constraints, the God-given restraints that go along with these immutable laws and God-given rights that we have. But if we're going to work outside of that and operate out of that and abandon that understanding, then you've got chaos. And, and you look at the United States of America right now, to your point, the breakdown of the family, a key building block, an absolute key building block to our society. Government has social engineered the demise and the wholesomeness of what we took for granted when we were kids growing up in this country.
Yeah, I think that's true. And I think that, again, it's not that people are evil, they've just gone too far. And while this has all been going on, one of the things that's happened, which is also destructive, is within our educational establishment and amongst some of our political elite, this self-loathing about Western civilization has sort of come on the table. And the idea there is that the United States, Western civilization is a fraud, and it was somehow brought about by, let's say, evil persons. And I think that's just wrongheaded. I mean, if you go back in the past, the world was beastly for everyone. And if you look at Western civilization as it exists today, it's the, by far on a global basis, the best systems that are being created. And that is not to say it's perfect. It's not perfect, but it's the best system. But again, one of the real strengths of Western civilization and is the creation of new technology and the freedom of people through free enterprise to explore it. We've been immensely powerful in doing that. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the last 40, 50 years, the industrialization of all technology basically has come out of the United States. And that's one of our big gifts to the world.
Exactly.
Along with the jobs that go with that.
Mm-hmm.
In doing that, though, we get into a situation where, in America, my point of view would be we've got lots of stuff there is no poverty except in a technical sense by government measurements in the United States. But we do have this poverty of values, this poverty of civil society. And part of that is because of our educational system. Not only have they been criticizing us in terms of the white privilege thing, but they've actually been failing to educate large segments of our population. And if you look at what happens in the northern cities, which are a lot of these poor societies are black, it's really a sin that we continue to ignore the fact that we do not give a lot of people in our country even a good high school education. And that is abominable. And without educating our people to some minimum level, you just know we're going to have problems, and we are having problems. So,
without a doubt.
Some of the issues here are staring us in the face, but you have, I think, two groups of people in the country, are sort of elite intellectuals, who I think I don't agree with. And then I think now you have a lot of other people finding their voice now that Donald Trump has said it's okay to be non-politically correct.
Right, exactly. Well, Dick, a couple points here. I mean, what I find disgusting is all the money that we pour into education and the return on investment we get. I mean, you're a CEO. You understand business. You invest money. You demand a return on investment. Too much of our government, the regulations and the laws are enacted. It's okay. What did we do with it? Did we help the cause or did we hurt it? And too often these days, and maybe you're correct in saying we're beyond the tipping point, we're so overloaded with these laws and regulations that we're just, we get diminishing returns at this point.
Yeah, and I think another way to think about that is in the United States today, we have two cultures. If you work in the private segment, you're held to be very accountable, either on an individual level or as a business. And if you don't perform, you get fired, and if it's a business you don't perform, you go out of business.
Right.
But it's a totally accountable segment of our population. When I look at people in the private segment, they're working their so-called butts off, and they're extremely efficient, and many of these businesses work on a 24/7 global basis. But you come over to other segments of society, education would be one, government would be one. There's no measurements, there's no accountability, no one gets fired. They have poor performance, and it continues for year after year. And so going back into your specific question about education, you know, we're spending more money per capita than any country in the world, and I think we come in about 25th on the global scorecard.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just totally unacceptable. So one answer that has been trying to make headways is charter schools.
Exactly.
But they're fought at every turn, and although they've made some progress, they're still a very, very small part of the education, K-1 through 12 education establishment. But I think that if you want to be hopeful, I would look to charter schools and use of more online learning as ways that we could help ourselves. Now, I would be willing, and this is kind of a grammatic thing to say, but it exemplifies a serious problem, is I'd be willing to say, okay, let's make all the schools in the country charter schools.
Yes.
And that's kind of dramatic. There are a lot of good public schools, but not all, you know, failing. But we certainly need to do something.
Well, if we let the free market come into the education system the way free markets have impacted other areas of our lives, that would be outstanding. I'm also a voucher advocate, and I believe that the cream rises to the top when given that opportunity. Dick Simmons has been with us. Dick, thank you so much. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
According to the Mayo Clinic, your bones are continuously changing. New bone is made and old bone is broken down. Now, when you're young, your body makes new bone faster than it breaks down old bone, and your bone mass increases. Makes sense, doesn't it? Most people reach their peak bone mass at around 30. After that, bone remodeling continues, but you lose slightly more bone mass than you gain. Now, how likely you are to develop osteoporosis, a condition that causes bones to become weak and brittle, depends on how much bone mass you attain by the time you reach age 30 and how rapidly you lose it after that. The higher your peak bone mass, the more bone you have in the bank, and the less likely you are to develop osteoporosis as you age. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we focus on absorbability of bone-building calcium, magnesium, vitamin D3, and boron. Try our 98% healthy body bone and joint pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
Yes, this is Bill Martinez Live. Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, are you at that point that you're ready to stick your head out the window and just yell that I'm mad as hell and I can't take it anymore? You know, this is what I am seeing across the country in my travels as, you know, I'm seeing more heads coming out the window screaming, and I'm saying, great, great observation. 7 out of 10 of Americans say we're on the wrong track. And I said, what are you going to do about it? And our next guest, Andrew Shatkin, is, you know, written a book, essays on faith, politics, culture, and philosophy. And it's, you know, right now in the current condition, Andy, it's easy for us to get cynical and to be rather frustrated with our culture and the trajectory of our country right now.
Bill, I couldn't agree with you more. I'm really happy that you have given me this opportunity to say a few words.
Well, it's important. I mean, you know, as we've been saying, you know, the problem that we've had in this country is that we're not listening. You know, we're talking through one another, all under the guise of political correctness.
Correct.
You know, we got a lot of opinions flying around, and in the absence of fact, It's a rather ground rich area for opinions, but we want to drill down and into the facts and the truth of the matter so that we're
right.
Making the right choices, right?
I agree.
So look at you've got the stage. I want to hear your heart and
okay.
And get your observations.
Well,
What's going on?
Let me tell you, Bill. I'm not about to apologize for this, and I don't think a person should apologize. I believe the Christian religion is the true faith. Mm-hmm. That's my position. I'm not about to alter it. Okay, people can have other views and other opinions, but that is what I think. Okay. The second thing is that, as you say, the issue today is this is a political correctness. Take the issue of abortion, which I've written about in this book.
Mm-hmm.
People will say the left, or certain people in the media, Bill, as you know,
right?
They will say, "Well, this is a rights issue. That's someone's rights." I'm not taking a view about who should not have an abortion, but I'm not about to alter the position, which is the position of the church and of believing Christians for a long time, that life has value.
Yes.
It could be dying. It could be in the middle. It could be at the end. And in this case, it's an innocent unborn life.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not prepared to change my position that I oppose mm-hmm. abortion.
Andy, let me interject this, because you hit on something that's absolutely appropriate here. You know, people are willing to fight for rights, but with rights come responsibility. You cannot separate the two. If you separate the two, then you ignore the unborn and so many other consequences that come with it. It's immutable. You know, it's like the law of gravity. If you feel like you're going to defy the law of gravity, hey, it's your right. You can jump off the roof.
That's
but
right.
It's your responsibility to take care of yourself and get yourself to the hospital to fix yourself up, because you done messed yourself up.
That's right, Bill. I mean, and the issue of abortion is really, I say to people, I've said this in a YouTube and I've said it in other places. Suppose it was your grandmother, your father, you, or your children that had been had their life taken away. What do you say about that? Nothing? That they're only concerned about someone having their rights enforced?
Right.
I disagree.
Mm. No, well, and look what's happened. Look what's happened to our culture. We don't respect the origins of life, what life is all about. If we don't, in step one, in the book of Genesis, appreciate what God said, that we're made in his image, if that does not resonate in your heart, then, hey, I can go along with the culture and say, you know, it's just not convenient for me to have a child right now. So,
right.
You know, and I hooked up with the wrong guy. Oops, you know, or wrong girl.
Right.
So we're just going to take care of this little issue right now. Well, you know, 60 million abortions later, you know, when our Supreme Court, you know, was rather activist in passing Roe v. Wade, or
right.
in making it a law and being lawmakers instead of law interpreters. We have this in 60 million babies later, and the whole thrust, if you remember in the argument, it was all
yeah.
about the exception. Less
That's
than
right.
what? Less than 2%. So 98% roughly of the abortions today are done because of convenience, gender choice, or some other issue other than the exception that they argued so definitely for.
I agree, Bill. And as you say, I am not prepared, and maybe I'm putting it in the wrong way, and I hope not putting it in a negative way, but I'm not throwing people into garbage cans and cardboard boxes. I'm sorry.
Right. Well, and here we are, you know, speaking of which, the gentleman who exposed Planned Parenthood for selling baby parts, oh, which I thought was against the law, he ends up getting arrested, and Planned Parenthood gets rewarded and supported, and we keep funding them? I mean,
right.
are we upside down or what here, Andy?
Listen, I agree. We are upside down, and I want to say one other thing that I think is important. The President Obama, and there is a movement to say Black Lives Matter. Of course, all lives matter for a Christian, mm-hmm. every person's life, from beginning to end. But I say this, the majority of abortions are of minorities, of Black people and Latinos.
Mm-hmm.
The left has nothing to say about this.
Of course not. Well, they honor Margaret Sanger. Hillary Clinton says, you know, she just thinks that she's, you know, whatever you want, however you want to phrase it, you know, God's gift or whatever, you know, I just thinks that she's the most wonderful person. And you go, she was a eugenicist. I mean,
that's right.
She couldn't be more happier with the way Planned Parenthood, which has found itself, as Dr. Ben Carson said himself, that most of Planned Parenthood facilities are in Black communities. And where are the Black activists? Where's Jesse Jacksons? Where's Sharpton, you know, talking about the Black genocide happening in America? You know, 40% of the abortions have been perpetrated on black America, 25% on Hispanics. Where are those voices for the non-represented?
Also, I would like to know, and believe me, I'm not the president. I don't make policy issues. Where is President Obama when he talks about Black Lives Matter? He says this and that. Where is he on this? I'd like to know.
We have no standing, Andy. When we're obliterating life the way we are, you can't just pick and choose and say, on one hand, life matters. When a black life, when somebody dies or, some other, horrific thing happens within our culture, you cannot pick and choose. We set the stage. You open up the door to evil and it manifests itself. I mean, God will not be mocked. You know that, Andy. We are reaping exactly what we have sown. This is a government of, for, and by we the people. We've checked out. We've been asleep. And while we were sleeping, the elite said, thank you very much. We'll take it from here because you guys are a bunch of minions. You don't know what you're doing. And, as President Obama said, look at, it's all about my legacy. It's, and if you don't vote for me and you don't support, all the supposed good things that progressives have done during my administration, then, basically he was chastising, and it was targeted to black America. It wasn't targeted to anybody else. But this is how panicked they are because Donald Trump is connecting with black America because he's saying to them, he's putting it right in front of them going, how good is it for you? You got a black president. You got less people working. Your average income has fallen down by the wayside under this black president, two administrations. At this point, what have you got to lose?
I just want to say one remark, Bill, if you'll let me.
Yeah.
I read the New York Times every day. I'm here in New York. Of course, I don't particularly agree with what they say in their opinions, but that's okay. But they will talk about, the left media talks about the elite. Now, I'd like to know who the elite are. I mean, Jesus was criticized for consorting with publicans and sinners. They criticized him. They weren't the elite. Said the poor were blessed. I'd like to know who the elite are that have control of this country.
Well, it is that shadow government, Andy. In many cases, unelected officials. We say officials because they are in that position of elite status, and they're pulling the strings and they're influencing elections and the whole tamale, as they would say. Andrew Shankin has been with us. Andy, always good to have you with us. This is Bill Martinez. It is just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nusina, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nusina because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nusina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
We've all heard about the health benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in the fatty tissues of fish? Bill Martinez Live recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Martinez live.
My favorite songs from the summer of 1968, huh? Yeah, which made that summer so enjoyable was music from a little bit of Junior Walker and the All-Stars and What Does It Take, huh? Douglas Axe is with us right now. He's the author of the book Undeniable, and we're going to be talking about a new Yale Berkeley study that shows awe of nature that is just causing all kinds of brain damage to atheists. Douglas Axe, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me here.
Hey, great to have you here. I do want to remind you, for more information, we'll say this up front because sometimes Douglas and I will get carried away with ourselves and we'll forget to remind you. You can go to undeniabledesign.com and all the information is right there because you're going to want to do some further study and make sure that you're up to speed and informed so that you can be the influencer that you need to be based on Veritas, based on the facts. Why not? Now, let's talk about this jaw-dropping nature documentaries with stunning visual display that is undermining the atheist's ability to promote an accurate understanding of evolution.
That's what they say. So this is a report came out in a journal called Emotion. Three psychology professors at Berkeley and Yale and Claremont McKenna. The report's called Awe and Scientific Explanation. And it's an interesting result that they get, but it's also interesting that they have such a hard time interpreting it correctly. And you can see that their own bias shapes the way that they interpret it. What they did is they got a bunch of people to watch these stunning nature documentaries, wildlife documentaries, and then they asked them questions, took a survey of the people who, after viewing, and they found that regardless of religious background, after seeing how stunning life is in these documentaries, people show a distinct increased preference to understand life as being something caused by purpose rather than something random or accidental.
Exactly.
Now, what's really interesting is that's true of atheists and agnostics, not just of people of faith. So you think they would just report as that and say, here's an interesting result. We find that all people show a preference for purpose-based explanations of life when they see life in such stunning detail like this. Mm-hmm. Instead, what they said is the awe and wonder that we experience when we watch these documentaries drives us away from scientific explanation. And if you read the report in detail, what they What they're really wanting to say is, as soon as you start to invoke purpose, you are, by definition, talking about something that's counter to science or anti-scientific. And I'm scratching my head and wanting to say, that's not at all the case. That you could be having a very scientific understanding of life and wanting to study it, but acknowledge that there's purpose behind it. So they have this quandary, and it's broken out in the news, all kinds of articles about it. Awe-inspiring documentaries could turn people away from science, says one article. Another says, TV nature shows are putting viewers off science, which is not at all what the report says.
Well, who created science to begin with, Douglas?
Exactly. They what they want to do is put science above reason. So, in fact, one of the questions that they put to these viewers after they watched the documentary, they had a number of questions that they have them answer. One is, to what extent do you agree or disagree with this statement? We can only rationally believe in what is scientifically provable. And after watching these documentaries, people say, well, no, there are some things that are true that are not scientifically provable. And indeed, that very statement, we can only rationally believe in what is scientifically provable, nobody thinks that that can be proven in a test tube. So it's a very incoherent view that rejects purpose and reason as standing above scientific observation.
Well, based on their own criteria, what can they prove?
You can't prove anything just by using test tubes. You have to take your reason and your ability to deal with concepts into the lab in order to do science. So reason, our thought processes, logic, those things all have to sit above the test tubes in order to do anything interesting with test tubes. Somehow these psychology professors have forgotten that.
You got to just fight yourself. I mean, I got to think, you know what it reminds me of is my brother-in-law had this dog, Buster. He's a bulldog. And they try to control Buster with, this collar, a shock collar. Mm-hmm. So it would kind of keep him on the property. And Buster was so determined. I mean, you'd see this dog, he'd hit that perimeter, and you could just see his neck stretching, his body stretching, trying to resist, reality of this collar is hurting, and he's getting shocked, and he's a stubborn dog, obviously, and he just kept on going, but it was funny to watch him. And I picture scientists the same way, is that, whether you call it a shock collar, the shock collar of reality, where you're just totally resistant to the facts and reason, that you just, you're like the stubborn bulldog. You just want to fight the immutable laws here. I mean, it's like, okay.
You can't see what's right in front of you sometimes.
Right. And let's get a bunch of bulldogs all together, and so we'll all put on shock collars and resist the immutable laws and convince ourselves that it's not there because somehow it can't be proven, so that we can be our own God and do as we darn well please.
Exactly. Right. Looks kind of silly when you it's a spectacle.
Yeah. It really is. They keep on going. And so now here it is. They're faced with this. And then this is to me, from my biblical worldview, I've gone beyond that. I mean, I wake up every morning. I see the sun rising. I look out over the horizon, see the ocean. You see flowers blooming. And you talk about being in awe. You're in awe of the Creator God that says, hey, I'm going to bless you this day. Here it is. This is for you.
Exactly. And who in their right mind would say that awe and wonder are bad for science, when those are the very experiences that drive people to science and with a right mind?
Yes.
Not wanting to show themselves to be great, but wanting to show the greatness of the things they're studying. That's the right way to approach science.
Exactly. Well, and that's the thing, true science. That's why I say, whose science is this? Is this the science of man that comes with a predetermined counter-scientific aspect? I mean, because the thing is, you can come in with your theory, but if you can't prove your theory and your hypothesis, then, okay, we've got the wrong one. I mean, there is scientific structure here, but it seems that out of convenience and out of this stubbornness, you want to create a different form of science that is not consistent with what really science is all about, at least what I learned.
Right. It requires a bit of humility going in to say, oh, okay, I think this is the right way to understand things, but as I study them, I might find that the way I think things are is not the way they are, and then How you react to that tells what sort of scientist you are, really.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that's unfortunate about this is that, as you know, Douglas, and you know better than I do about this, is that you always look to, you know, peer agreement. You go to the peers and you say, hey, this is what I'm studying. I mean, these are my results. Does this make sense to you? You know, when you have something that truly is scientific, then it is, it does put you in awe, and it's quite humbling because you probably feel like you're on hallowed ground because you've discovered something that is inarguable.
Absolutely. So these are big themes that I pick up in my book, Undeniable.
Right.
That we all have this intuition. You can be an atheist or an agnostic, and you can deny that you have the intuition, but these studies consistently show that we all have it. And in the book, I just want to leverage that and not overwhelm people with scientific details, but just show them using common sense and common reasoning that intuition is actually solid, mm-hmm. that life really is designed. And that's why we have this awe experience. It's all mm-hmm. consistent. When you throw off the straitjacket of materialism and scientism and view it all in a common sense way, it all makes sense.
Well, you know, when you talk about intuition, it puts it outside of what some would say, you know, as you presented in your book, that it's vulnerable, that intuition itself is vulnerable. And you're saying not vulnerable at all. It's valuable.
It's extremely valuable. I mean, there's a reason that we have these intuitions. There's a reason that we don't have to have a calculator with us in order to come to certain conclusion that we don't have to have a degree in biology or a degree in mathematics. We instantly draw these conclusions, and they're right. And we'd be in trouble if we couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you say, in terms of design, you look at it, and my friend Ray Comfort has a book that a video that he has just released that is getting a lot of conversation these days. And in terms of you know, again, what some would want us to believe that things, you know, just happenstantially occur. You know, you'll hand somebody a book and just say, okay, what are the odds that this book would come together without somebody putting it together? That all of a sudden would just fly out of the sky and, you know, all the letters would be set in such a way that they make words and complete a sentence and an idea. A colorful design, a cover, and all that. Would you say that it had a designer? I mean, some of those things are just, you know, like you say, those are things that we reason and make sense to us. But yet when it comes to our DNA and our story and our lives, we want to consider it differently. We want to negate a designer and a purpose in our life. And the thing that makes it ironic to me, Douglas, is that purpose is the very thing that most humans are searching for, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah. So it's a shame. It's a shame to deny it when it's right in front of us.
Exactly. Well, Douglas, where can people go for more information? We're wrapping this up here, and again, I appreciate you coming on. So, where would you direct them to where they can find out more about your book, Undeniable?
Well, UndeniableDesign.com is the website. You can get more information about me and about the book and how to order it from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere you want.
Well, Douglas Sachs, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Douglas. Appreciate it.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you